Chatbot hallucinations get old real fast when your money is on the line. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the federal watchdog for the banking sector, recently issued a warning on the use of artificial intelligence chatbots in the industry. Previous iterations of chatbots, which operate more like automated decision trees, have long been used as part of customer service, but these new generative tools like ChatGPT are so good at imitating human communication, banks may be relying more heavily on them. While these tools can synthesize huge amounts of data, they're prone to hallucinating or making things up. And they're not equipped to handle complex questions, says Erie Meyer, a chief technologist at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
In our complaint database, there were a huge number of people begging for help when they were sort of trapped in these circuitous conversations with a robot. And they ranged from people trying to submit fraud alerts, all the way to a chatbot promised me that funds had been transferred. They ultimately were not, and I was charged a junk fee because of this misunderstanding. So it sort of runs the gamut all the way up to material that makes a difference to a consumer in real dollars and cents immediately.
In the past, we've done some coverage on neobanks, kind of completely digital fintech banking services that don't have physical branches, often, you know, use automated customer service, and often serve people who have historically been underbanked. What are some of the implications, you know, for consumers if dealing with a complex inquiry in this kind of context?
I'll say that whether it's a very large bank, a very new bank, a very old bank, firms that make a bet on cutting corners on customer service also should be ready for any legal liability that it extends to their operations. And I think instead of, you know, picking on any particular segment out of the market, what I'll tell you is what we don't see in our complaint database is people who can get a straight answer, ideally from a person in a timely way. That is the same for every single kind of financial institution. If a neobank, as you, just to use your term, is able to give a straight answer on an important question, that's fantastic. If they have a poorly implemented chatbot that sends people in doom loops, that's another question.
Explain this term that you just used, doom loop.
Well, unfortunately, I think most of your listeners know exactly what I mean. This is when something goes wrong, you try to get a straight answer, you're sent either to another person or another department, or in this case of a chatbot, you're given an answer that doesn't totally make sense. And working on chatbots and doom loops was the first time my extended, sometimes elderly family immediately got what I was saying. They say, I hate being stuck talking with a robot when they aren't giving me the right answers.
Can you detail some of the, you know, top consumer harms that you all are thinking about when it comes to this technology?
I think there are current and well-known problems with the technology, including that it can make mistakes. I'd point you to, not my words, but the words of Sam Altman, OpenAI CEO, when he testified in the Senate recently. He encouraged people to double check and make sure that what was coming out was correct. I think when you're a customer of especially a financial institution, you expect that the information you're getting is correct. And in many cases, it's actually the law. Another problem we see in the marketplace is when people get inept assistance from a chatbot. For many folks, portion of their financial lives that is most meaningful when they're getting counsel or having a direct conversation is with their local banker. And for some people, that's a person they walk into a building and they know directly. To go from that sort of conversation about what a loan is, what it means for your financial life, how to apply for a mortgage, what that means for your financial life, to something that is poorly designed and may not work is really sort of a scary proposition for many folks. I also think that there are concerns around privacy and security. When you think about a website that it just sort of exists and you can get information from, That's one thing. But when you have a conversation where a human, maybe a frustrated human, is sort of frantically putting in information into a chat box where they think maybe a person's going to answer and be able to help them sort through a bunch of confusing information, are the institutions protecting the information they've input? So making sure those records are organized, stored, and protected in the way that they should be is an important obligation as well.
Given all of these concerns and kind of the need to maybe double check or redouble work that a chatbot does, I mean, does it seem like a cost-effective strategy at this point to be reverting to this kind of technology exclusively for customer service?
I think it's a question that firms are going to have to look at carefully. I think one of the things we've seen sometimes with emergent technology is that the costs seem really low at the start. And as the market changes, as access to compute power changes, those costs may shift, including with when things go wrong, those costs may shift. So folks at firms who are looking at this really carefully should definitely take the different costs into consideration.
Tell me more about some of the legal liabilities that come up here.
So one of the things that's really important is to note that all existing consumer finance law applies to any sort of advanced technology. There are things like the Fair Credit Reporting Act that has been around since the 70s, is still something that's been around for a long time, and there's not really a way around it, no matter what tech you're using. So I think the key thing for financial firms to understand is that there is no exclusion in law for specific technologies when it comes to meeting their existing obligations.
As more and more industries try to integrate this kind of technology into lots of different platforms, including many different forms of customer service, what would the CFPB recommend companies do when integrating AI chatbots?
I think when you're integrating AI chatbots or making any sort of changes or launching how you do business, you really have to start with the consumer. Are you meeting your obligations in the areas of law that say that you have to be able to answer a question? Is there a chance that this new technology would give an answer that you would never let a bank teller say out loud or a customer service representative say out loud? You know, sometimes people characterize made up statements as hallucinations. I think that's giving a little too much humanity to a robot. But if you would be comfortable with the teller just fully making something up to a member of the public, that tells you what you'd be comfortable with your technology doing. Now, I don't know many financial institutions, especially reputable banks, that are comfortable with that. So I just think it's important that folks start with the consumer and really understand how they can meet their obligations no matter the tech they're using.
Erie Meyer at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. We'll have a link to the full CFPB report at our website, marketplacetech.org. It estimates that about 37% of Americans reported interacting with a bank chatbot last year. Of course, our current AI chatbot era really didn't kick into high gear until last November, when ChatGPT first became available to the public. The American Bankers Association told Fox Business News that their surveys show 95% of Americans are happy with the customer service they receive from banks. Research from the nonprofit Commonwealth Organization last year posited that AI chatbots could help bridge the gap in access to financial services for communities that lack physical branches or who have been historically excluded. That's sort of the idea we noted with neobanks earlier, too. But Commonwealth surveys of low to moderate income people found 87% prefer talking to a human, and that this technology would be better deployed as a complement to human agents rather than a replacement. That was also the general message when we spoke to customer experience strategist Christina McAllister earlier this year about how she's advising firms to integrate these tools. She said, you don't want to end up being the company that is being used for the next 10 years as the example of a chatbot gone rogue. But it kind of feels like we're going to have plenty of examples of that in no time. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.